首先我们要赞美主，哈利路亚，赞美神。
What's the name again?
Shirley.
Yeah, praise God, Shirley. Hallelujah. God is doing awesome things in the nations today.
今天神在世界各地做一些 wonderful, 很奇妙美妙的事情。
Okay, yeah. And we're looking for keys to the nations, really.
我们正在寻找解决的要
no, in all our church programs and ministries,
我们知道教会中有很多的节目和执事。
It is very easy, you know, to get involved in, get caught up with the petty things.
我们很容易被许多的事情缠住。
To always have to fight fires, you know.
Fight fire?
To be involved in firefighting. So problem solving.
更多纠缠在解决问题和争执中。
And miss out on the big picture.
我们却没有看到一个大的图画。
The devil constantly wants you and me to be caught up with solving our problems every day.
仇敌呢，不断的在我们的生命中要把我们缠累住，把我们卷入这争执不休的里面。
If the devil cannot stop you from becoming a Christian,
假如仇敌没有办法把你停住，不成为基督徒
，he will try to stop you from becoming an effective Christian.
他会想办法不让你成为一个有影响力的基督徒。
If he can't stop you from serving God,
假如他不能停止你不要侍奉神
，he will try to stop you from serving God effectively.
他会想尽办法拦阻你，不让你可以有效的服侍神。
We're asking God for high-level spiritual strategy that will set the nations and the cities free.
我们向神请求给我们一个更高的策略来为这个诸国来效力。
And, in the past I've talked about end time revival.
在过去我讲到末世的复兴。
And let's begin to seek God in a deeper way.
当我们来用更深的方法来寻求我们的神的面。
The Spirit of God is slowly unfolding the mysteries of the universe.
神的灵慢慢地向我们揭露启示这个宇宙中的奥秘。
And giving us keys to the nations.
而且把这把钥匙给这个众国。
So this morning I want to talk about end time revival.
所以今天早上我要来谈到末世的复兴。
But not just that.
不止这样。
I want to talk about the end time financial strategy that's going to cause it to happen.
并且我要谈到在末世财务上的策略，这些策略就要发生。
All right, so I'm going to be talking about revival and money. Hallelujah.
我今天我要谈到复兴并且金钱。
You cannot talk about revival without talking about finances.
Pardon?
Finances.
You
can, when you talk about revival, you must talk about finances.
当你讲到复兴的时候，你必须要讲到财务。
And in the end time, apostolic renewal.
在末世使徒的启示。
God will begin to shift a lot of financial, things around the world.
神会在全世界来移动整个财务的分配。
And that scripture in Proverbs 13:22 will surely be fulfilled in the church.
在箴言中，箴言22章这个应许会成就在教会里。
What does Proverbs 13:22 say? Memorize that scripture.
在箴言里面到底是怎么说法
?Listen to Proverbs 13:22.
箴言13章。
13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Alright, 13:22.
13章22节。善人给子孙遗留产业，罪人为义人积存资财。
All right, the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous.
罪人为义人积存资财。
Now, when we talk about prosperity and revival,
当我们谈到这个繁荣跟复兴
，these are two concepts that confuses the church.
这两种观念让教会陷入混淆。
We want revival. We talk about revival.
我们希望复兴来到，我们也谈论复兴。
But we don't know when it is coming.
可是我们不知道何时复兴会来。
We don't know how it is going to happen.
我们不知道如何才会发生。
It's like touch and go guesswork, you know.
这样子好像在摸一个金子，却不晓得如何能够运作。
You know, Revival is a politically correct thing to say in the church.
在从政治的角度来说，复兴在教会里面是一个正确的名词。
Right. But we really understand very little about it.
可是我们真正的领会是非常的微小。
We have concepts. We have Bible school that offers courses in the Holy Spirit and revival.
在圣经学校，在各个地方有教导我们复兴。
You know, we try to understand and describe it, but we don't know when it's going to happen.
我试着想要了解，可是我们实在不知道什么时候会发生。
I want to say to you prophetically that this is a year of revival.
我愿意先知的立场来对你们说，今年是一个复兴的一年。
The year 2007 is very strategic in the spiritual agenda of God for the nations.
今年是一个非常重要的一年，在神国度的策略里面是一个非常重要的一年。
I think I was here about, I don't know, 3 months ago.
三个月前
I don't know if I've mentioned this.
我不记得我是否提到这个事。
But this year is very special for two reasons.
今年是一个特殊的一年，因为有两件事。
Firstly, God is positioning the churches.
神正在调动整个教会。
In key regions of the world.
在世界各地重要的区域里面。
For a greater move of His Spirit.
为了让他的圣灵可以移动。
And one of the ways that He's doing that is He's shaking all things.
他正在摇动震撼旧的事情。
He's shaking the physical world.
他正在震撼这个物质的一个国家。
He is even shaking the spiritual world.
他甚至在震撼属灵的国度。
He is shaking finances.
他在震撼我们的财务。
He is even shaking families.
他甚至在震撼我们的家庭。
He is shaking our personal life.
他正在震撼我们个人的生活。
And trying to get us ready for the new move of His Holy Spirit.
他要让我们能够预备好，预备他的行动。
He wants us to put on new wineskin to contain the new wine of the Holy Spirit that's going to come.
他希望要把新酒装在新皮袋里面。
New wineskin.
新的皮袋。
Is essential to contain new wine.
新皮袋就是要来盛装新酒。
We need to think differently.
我们需要有不同的心态。
We canUtilize old ways, old tradition to do new things for God in the end times.
我们不能够再使用旧的方法、旧的方式来应付神的国度的需要。
And especially when it comes to prosperity and end time financing for the harvest.
尤其我们谈到繁荣和财务上的需要来预备这个末世。
We need to begin to think differently.
我们需要有不同的意识形态。
God wants to bring us through a spiritual and financial paradigm shift.
我们要了解这整个 paradigm 在改变、Alright. 整个镜像转移
To totally have a new outlook upon money and prosperity
我们要新的不同的眼光来看这个繁荣和复兴
Why do I say that?
为什么我这样说呢
Because the church in its present condition is not ready for revival
因为我们教会目前所处的状况根本不 ready 根本不没有预备好 来做复兴
Now end time revival requires big time financing
因为在末后的复兴里面需要一个大的财务。
The church is not ready for revival. The church is not ready for prosperity.
教会今天没有预备好来为着复兴，也没有预备好为着大的财务。
Because we don't really understand the highest and the deepest principle for prosperity in the Bible.
因为我们根本不懂繁荣的最高原则和最深的原则。
The church is caught up in the poverty mode of existence.
教会就是处在一种贫穷的心态里。
All right. Most churches,
大部分的教会,
believe they are poor, for instance.
相信他们是贫穷的。
I serve God in more than 20 countries around the world.
我走遍二十几个国家。
And I've not met a pastor or a church around the world.
我还没有遇到,在这个全世界里还没有遇到一个牧师。
Who thinks he's rich.
他认为他自己是有钱的。
Who thinks he has enough money.
他认为他有足够的钱。
Or,Every pastor I know, every church I've ministered in, think they need more money.
每一个教会的教会，每一个牧师都认为他们还需要更多的钱。
And the fact is that most of them do need more money.
事实上是他们真的很需要钱。
Their God is a great God who owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
他们的神的确拥有千山的羊，万山的牛。
But God's children all seem to be so poor.
可是为什么神的儿女这么贫穷
？The more people want to serve God, the more poor they become.
就是那些 yeah. 那些人越侍奉神，他变成越贫穷。
I don't understand this kind of thinking.
我不了解这种想法。
This is poverty thinking.
这是贫穷人的想意思。
We don't really believe that God can prosper us.
我们不没有真的相信说神可以让我们富足。
And I tell you the biggest challenge in the church.
我告诉你，今天教会中最大的挑战。
You know why so many Christians struggle with money?
你知道为什么今天基督徒一直在跟财务挣扎
？Because the leaders, Christian leaders and pastors struggle with money.
因为基督徒的领袖和牧师在为着金钱来挣扎。
We don't understand the principle of prosperity.
我们不了解发财的原则。
You know, most people think that the more spiritual they become, the more they want to serve God, the more poor and the more suffering they must endure in this life. You know,
大部分人认为他们越富越要侍奉神，就会变得越贫穷。
That's why we see so few men in the church.
所以我们看到在教会中很少人。
They're out there making money.
他们忙着在世界里赚钱。
They think that the more time they spend in church, the more money they will lose.
他们认为他们在教会里花的时间越多，他们会赚更少的钱。
Because the church doesn't teach prosperity.
因为教会并没有传讲这个发财的事。Right.
So this subconscious bondage in the mind and in the emotion, associate spirituality with poverty.
这种有意识的思想形态，真是把我们捆绑住。
And this is not a teaching of the Bible.
这不是符合圣经的教导。
This doesn't come from God.This does not come from God.
这不是从神来的教导。
This comes from the devil.
这是从魔鬼来的教导。
The devil is smarter than you and I believe.
魔鬼比你我都要聪明。
We think the devil is a fool.
我们认为仇敌很笨。
We think the devil is a defeated enemy.
我们认为仇敌是被打败的。
We think, but we don't believe it. You know what I mean? We think he's defeated.
我们认为他被打败。
But very often, Christians misunderstand.
我们基督徒误解了。
Christian underestimate the enemy.
我低估了我们的仇敌。
The enemy is smarter than you think.
仇敌比我们所想象的更聪明。
About 1,000 years ago,
一千年前
the devil began to take over the financial system of the world.
一千年前，魔鬼先开始掌管世界上的金融。
Through organizations like the Knights Templar and Freemasonry.
两个金融机构是
Knights Templar, you know the Crusades, Knight.
No.
Fighting, you know, warrior.
Crusade for night, 是被
Knight Templar from the Crusades.
Alright.
About 1,000 years ago, Satan began to use the Knight Templar and, which is the originator of the Freemason society today, to control the financial system.
他用两个机构控制了整个世界的金融。
Alright. And Satan knows that without money, the church cannot serve God effectively.
仇敌知道没有钱，教会没有办法服侍主。
Right. And at the same time, Satan raised up a monastic movement.
撒旦兴起。
Monastic movement, you know, monks monastic from the Catholic Church.
修道院。
Right. And the monastic movement introduced a spirit of poverty in the church.You know, Roman Catholic monks made vows of poverty to God. They promised God they would be poor all their life. You know,
罗马天主教向神应许说他们终身都会贫穷。
They make three promise to God.
他们向神许了三个愿。
First, they promise to be chaste. That means to be pure.
他们要纯洁。
And they interpret purity as not having any kind of a marital relationship.
虽然不会有婚姻制度。
So they want to be celibates.
他们希望成为单身。
Right. And that is not from the Bible.
可这不是属于圣经的教训。
Right. Secondly, they make vows a promise of simplicity.
他们希望过单纯、right. 淳朴的生活。
And simplicity to them means wearing simple clothes, not having fancy things in life.
简朴生活代表说要穿很淳朴的衣服，然后在生活上很简单。
So they wear these monk robes, you know, simple.
穿着修道服。
Dark colors, no color, you know.
黑色的修道服。
Right. So they interpret spiritual things purely from the practical external way. Alright.
所以他们用实际上的一些事物来反映属灵上的事，根据他们的想法。
And the third vow they make to God.
第三个许愿。
They promise God to be poor.
他们说终身要贫穷。
No, that is from the Catholic Church.
这是从天主教来的思想。
Which brought this curse of poverty to the church today.
他们把这样的咒诅带到今天的教会里。
Right. And all these three principles are not found in the Bible.
这些原则都没有办法在这圣经中找到。
Right. So Satan destroyed the principle of prosperity that God wants to established in the church.
撒旦确实摧毁了神要 在教会中建立的致富的原则。
And as God began to release new anointing,
当神要释放新的恩膏
and bring the church into the apostolic and prophetic era,
把教会带到一个繁荣的情况
one of the key things that will be restored in the church in the end times is prosperity.
在教会中要在末世能够繁荣的最重要的钥匙。
Now I hope no one will misunderstand me this morning.
所以我希望没有一个人会误解我今天早上。
The most important thing that we need in the church, in the life, in the ministry is the Holy Spirit.
我们在教会中最重要的事情，最重要的财富就是圣灵。
Without the Holy Spirit, you can do nothing.
没有圣灵，我们不能做任何的事。
All your money, all your education, all your programs cannot convince one soul.To repent and cry tears before the Lord.
所有的财富、教育、教会中所举办的节目，不能够赢得任何一个灵魂到基督的面前。
Your money may be able to influence non-believers to your fancy churches.
你的钱可能会带领不信的人到一个很表面很华丽的教会。
There are many big churches in America today.
在美国今天有很多的大教会。
But God doesn't count like men count, you know.
可是人所看为宝贵的神并不看为宝贵。
Because of fancy churches, because of the things that money can buy.
因为那些华美的教会用金钱可以得到的。
You can influence people to the four walls of your church.
可以把人带到教会的前缘。
But money cannot change the hearts of men.
可是金钱不能改变人的心。
And in fact, if you use money to attract people to your church,You will attract the wrong kind of people to your church.
事实上，你若用金钱来吸引人到教会，你会带来一些不正确心态的人。
They come to your church for all kinds of wrong reasons.
他们来到教会是为着不正当的理由。
I have a friend in Malaysia.
我有一个在马来西亚的朋友。
He has five daughters.
他有五个女儿。
And he seemed to think that the church has more richer and better husbands.
他们认为在教会里可以找到更有钱更好的丈夫。
So he told his daughters, five daughters, you must go to church.
所以他告诉那五个女儿说你必须要到教会。
So you can marry a better man and a richer man.
所以你可以找到比较有钱的丈夫。
So money outside of the anointing, you know, will create all kind of problems in the church.
所以在恩膏之外的金钱会在教会里面制造许多的问题。
So don't be impressed by big churches, big program, big money.
所以不要羡慕那些大的华美的教会的很多的钱。
In the church, I'll say 5,000 people.
在有五千人的教会里。
God may only see 50 people who are sincere and who are truly worshipping Him.
也许神只看到只有五十个人是诚心来寻求他的。
And so we need to break away from this poverty mentality.
所以我们要躲避这种穷人的心态。
And we need to have the Holy Spirit, number one.
我们第一，首先我们要有圣灵。
And when we have the Holy Spirit with anointing, we have no problem with money.
假如我们有带着恩膏的圣灵临到，我们不会缺钱的。
When we have the re-anointing,
我们真的需要恩膏。
This is my personal experience.
这是我亲身的经历。
As long as I'm with the Lord is with me, and I'm doing what He wants me to do, I do not lack money.
只要我与神同在，神与我同在，我有这个恩膏，我真的从来不缺过钱。
I do not ask people for money. I do not raise funds.
我并没有向人求钱，也没有去做那个募款的活动。
I may raise funds for the poor, for the earthquake victims in Indonesia, for instance. You know.
我可能在印尼为了这个穷人来做募款的活动。
But I don't raise funds for our own ministry.
可是我从来没有为我自己的事工来募款。
Because when you're in the center of God's will and you have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you don't have to beg and ask for money.
因为当你在神中心的旨意里面，你不需要求钱。
Please be careful about ministries that always beg for money.
你对那些经常要募款的事工要很小心。
And I think the Christian population in America is getting tired of professional beggars in the church.
基督教的会友对那些专业的那个募款者已经感到很厌烦。
Who utilize the anointing to enrich themselves.
他们利用了神的恩膏来使自己致富。
And I'm really getting sick of all this crap in the church, you know.
I
gotta be honest with you.
我对这样的事情已经感到极为厌烦。
Yeah. I'm sick of all this manipulation, all these smart ideas and gimmicks to manipulate the people of God for financial gain.
我痛恨这样的操纵，我痛恨这种行为，在教会中来操纵神的子民来募款。
One of the latest strategy to get money from the people of God is to start orphanages, you know.
领袖们向着会众募款的活动是从不同的地区开始。
Orphanages,
you know. 对不起哈，没听清楚。
Supposedly great men of God, you know, but they ran out of ideas to get more money, so they play on the basic instinct, the basic, pity of the people of God, for children, you know, needy children, to manipulate them to give money.
他们利用孤儿来向人募款。
Alright. That was fast. You summarize what I say, great, you know. And I'm really getting sick of all this crap in the church.
我对这样的这种行径卑鄙的行径感到很厌烦。
People with no real concern and burden for the children.
那些人并不是真的对这些孤儿有真正的负担和爱心。
And the vast amount of money raised, you know, very little of it really goes to the go to the children.
他们收集到的巨大的款项只有很少一部分到那些儿童身上。
But most of the funds go to us sponsoring the private jets, you know, when they fly all over America. Hallelujah.
大部分钱是让他们到各地全世界各地旅游。
I actually know someone in America, a great big evangelist.
我事实上在美国认识一个很伟大的宣教士。
Who had the cheek to ask people for money to support his private plane, you know? Private jet.
他居然为了他私人的那个飞机来向人家募款。
And I was so sad. How low can American, preachers go? You know?
我觉得很悲伤为这样的行为。
Oh, I need more money for my private jet, you know, and the minimum donation is $1,000, and when you give that money, I'll give you a personal prophecy, you know?
他说我需要为我的私人的飞机捐款，至少每个人要捐1000块。如果你给我这样的礼金，我就会给你这个预言。
Never use the anointing to raise funds for your ministry.
绝对不要用恩膏来募款。
And I'm saying this prophetically.
我用先知的话语来说这样的话。
If you have to ask for money, something is wrong with your ministry.
假如你必须要募款，你的事工是有问题的。
If preachers have to beg for money, raise funds, something is wrong with the ministry.
只要这个牧师需要向人家求钱，这个是有问题的。
We need to learn from the English great man of God, Josh Mueller.
我们需要从英国一个伟大的人 Josh Mueller 那边学到他的话语。
In his lifetime, he fed and raised thousands of orphans in England.
他在英国牧养了几千个英孤儿。
And one of the first things that I did when I went to England was to go to Bristol, where Josh Mueller had his orphanages. Bristol is about an hour's drive from London, you know. And one of the most, oldest and historical cities in England.
So this 城市 Bristol 是在英国在历史古迹之一。
And Josh Mueller lived by faith.
Josh Mueller 是一个有大有信心的人。
You know, he never asked people for money.
他从来不向人募款。
He totally believed that God would supply his need every day of his life.
他完全的相信神会每天供应他的需要。
And one day there was no money and no food in the orphanage.
有一天在孤儿院里面没有食物也没有金钱。
And he had, you know, a couple of thousand of children to feed.
他有几千个孤儿要去来喂养。
You know, he got all his children together, orphans.
他把他所有的孤儿召聚在一起。
And he laid the table and prepared them for dinner.
他把桌子也架起来，然后预备要晚餐。
And so the plate, the fork, and the knife were all on the table.
所以盘子、刀叉都摆在桌上。
But there was no food.
可是没有食物。
And then he told the children, "Now we're going to give thanks for the food." That is not there, you know.
可是他告诉小孩子说，我们现在低头祷告，为着我们的食物来祷告。
But he has faith that God will supply at the last moment.
他有对神有信心，说最后一刻神会供应这个食物。
And before he even finished that prayer,
他甚至还没有祷告完。
There was a knock at the door.
门就有人敲门。
And one farmer said, "Brother Josh Mueller, I don't know why, but I feel this need to give you this sack of potatoes, you know."
他有一个农夫敲门说，弟兄，我不晓得为什么，可是我有这样的催促，要把这些马铃薯带来。
And they had dinner for that day.
所以他们那天晚上就有晚餐。
So please be careful about people who ask and beg for money.
所以对那些募款的人，你们要极为小心。
You have the anointing, God will supply your need.
假如你有神的恩膏，神就会供应你一切所需。
And I was in China, late last year.
去年我在中国。
And I was on the Silk Road.
我在那个
Silk Road.
丝路 okay.
And I invited four intercessors to join that trip.
我邀请了四位代祷者跟我一起去这个旅程。
And they say, I don't have, we don't have money. Everyone doesn't say, we don't have the kind of budget to go on the Silk Road. It's so expensive. You know?
每一个人说我们没有这么多钱可以到丝路去。
So I told them, don't worry, just go by faith. You know?
我就跟说他们说不要担心，只要凭着信心前往。
And, so they went by faith.
所以他们就凭着信心前往。
But somehow or rather their faith rested upon me.
可是他们把他们的信心放在我的身上。
So I got to fill out $10,000 US to sponsor that pray trip along the Silk Road.
所以我必须要想办法拿到10,000块钱来走、
right.
来做这个 trip.
And I was happy to do it because it was an important prayer journey.
我自己个人是很乐意做这个事。
And we broke some real big bondages and darkness along the Silk Road that time.
在丝路的一个城市，我们真的断开了一个很大的咒诅。
And now we're seeing God doing awesome things in Taiwan and China.
我也看到神正在台湾和中国做一些美妙的事。
Right. Later on, if there's time, I may say something about it.
之后我有谈论这些事见证。
But that anointing, that ministry cost me a lot of money.
可是这种的恩膏需要我来想办法来筹很多的钱。
And it was money that I can't afford to spend in the natural.
可是我自己本身没有这样的款项。
But how many of you know that when you sow in God's kingdom, God will never shortchange you. You will always reap.
可是你神一定不会让你落空，
right.
你一定会有收获。
And I told God, you know, I spent $10,000. You got to do something, you know.
我跟神讲，我会花10,000块，可是你必须要帮一点忙。
And before the end of the year,
在那个去年年底的时候
，out of nowhere.
不晓得为什么。
Without me asking anything,
我并没有来求问任何事情。
The Lord just cost me to reap 25 times what I sow.
神就是为我得到了25,000块。
25 times.
25倍的10,000块就是250,000。
Hallelujah! Is that God or what?
这就是从神来的作为。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在讲什么吗
？Trust the Lord; He will never fail you.
信任神，他不会让你失败。
If you live humbly,
假如你很谦卑的与他同行
，and come in brokenness before God,
并且是一个破碎的灵心灵
，and hear from heaven,
并且从神来里面听他的声音
，in the center of His will,
停在他旨意的中心里面
，and put aside all these things of the world, things of the flesh,
把世界上的属肉体的事都撇开
，die to your natural man.
向天然的人死去
have nothing to do with all this religiosity, all this spiritual crap that people throw at you today.
抛弃忘掉这一切所谓的属灵的，还有那个属世的方法的这种谈话方法。
Put aside all this competitiveness in the church, you know, and in the ministry. Competition.
把这种增进的灵从教会中移开。
Right. You know why people are so concerned about, you know, church growth?
为什么这牧力领袖会这么关心教会的增长
？I tell you a secret.
我告诉你这个秘密。
Not to discourage you.
不是要让你失望。
To advise you, to caution you, and to instruct you so that you will have the wisdom of God.
去警告你，让你得以有神的智慧。
Church growth is not biblical. It doesn't come from God.
教会的增长并不是符合圣经的。
Jesus died for souls.
耶稣为灵魂而死。
Jesus didn't die for church growth. Because the proponents, you know, of church growth want the church to grow big, to have more members, because members translate to money.
为什么有人希望有大教会？因为更多的人就有更多的财富。
Why are so many people, you know, fighting for sheep? Sheep, you know, fighting for sheep, you know.
为什么大家都要抢羊？
Why is the problem of sheep stealing such a big issue in the churches?
为什么洋换教会是这样大的问题
？Why are we so concerned that the other church, the other pastor will steal our sheep away？
为什么这么担心别的教会的牧者来偷我们的羊
？Because we want money。
因为我们需要钱。
We're not really interested in the sheep。
我们对羊没有兴趣。
We just want the sheep to sit there quietly and pay the tithes every month。
我们需要那些羊每个月安静的坐在下面。
I just prophesied to a big businessman in Los Angeles before I came here.
我到我来这个地方之前，我刚好在洛杉矶向一个有钱的商人做预言。
Under the anointing, I told him something that no man has ever told before. No Christian has ever told before.
在恩膏里面，我告诉他一个从来没有人告诉我的一个预言。
I told him God wants you to stop all your giving to the churches and to the ministries.
我跟他说， 神希望你现在就停止对教会的一切的奉献，一切事工的奉献。
Because you've been giving for all the wrong reasons.
因为你是由于不正确的理由来奉献。
And people have been receiving from you for all the wrong reasons.
那些接受你的钱的人也是有不正当的理由。
They're not really interested in you.
Pardon?
They're not really interested in your spiritual life.
你并不是对那个你的自己的属灵的生命有兴趣。
I told him, I know nothing about him.
我跟他讲，我完全不认识你。
I think the more you give, the more you lose money in your business. Is that true or not?
我跟他说，你给的钱越多，你在你的生意上就亏钱更多。
And it is true.
这是真的。
He has many shopping malls all over Los Angeles.
有很多的购物中心在洛杉矶。
And he's been supporting all kinds of ministry the last, I don't know, 20 years.
他支援在过去二十多年，他支援很多的事工。
But rather than prospering,
可是。并没有繁致富。
He's losing money.
他却损失了很多的钱。
In a natural, you know, he should make money because he's got nice properties all over, that part of Los Angeles.
按照正常的道理，他这个拥有的 shopping mall 在洛杉矶这个购物中心是应该会致富的。
But he's going to sell some of his shopping malls to raise funds, you know.
他卖掉了一些购物中心来筹款。
And nobody has got the integrity and the guts to tell him stop giving.
可是没有一个人有一个正直的心、诚实的心跟他说停止奉献。
Because they were all more interested in his money than in his spiritual life.
因为他们对他的财富更有兴趣，大过对他的灵命。
So I told him stop giving money.
所以我跟他讲说不要再给了。
Because God wants to get a loan with him.
因为神要跟他和好。
And stop giving for all the wrong reasons.
不要为了不正当的理由再奉献。
First, get right with God.
第一，你要跟神是对的。
Get intimate with God.
跟神有亲密
and hear from him,
并且从他那里听到声音
and sow when he tells you to sow,
他告诉你要卖的时候你才卖
and sow where he tells you to sow,
去在他告诉你要在哪边撒种的地方你才撒种
hey, look at me shocked, you know,
他很惊愕的看着我
no one has told him this before,
从来没有人跟他这样说
and it got him, you know, it got him, straight to the Lord in repentance.
我把他真正的带到这个悔改的里面。
We need to get away from all this competition in the church for money, money and more money.
我们要从这个教会的抢金增进里面，为着金钱来增进的这种情况里面赶快出来。
And come back to the first love that we once had for Jesus.
恢复对耶稣呢起初的爱。
When we do everything for God because we were motivated by love for Him.
我们为了神做一切的事情，因为我们有这样的动机，是为着爱神。
And our ministry will not complicated by money then.
我们的事工永远不要因为金钱而变得很复杂。
They will not complicated by politics and by the need for esteem and approval.
我们的事工也不要因为这个政治的原因或其他的原因来变得很复杂。
Well, in the end time move of the Holy Spirit,
在末世圣灵的运行
，all this must change.
所有这一切的情况必须要改变。
We must begin to think prosperity.
我们必须要想到那个繁荣致富。
Now there is a lot of money out there, you know.
有在外面有很多的钱。
Really, sometimes we got to really look at the world and the church from a distance.
我们必须从远距离来看教会，看这个国家，看诸国。
And ask ourselves why there's so little money in the church.
当我们在服侍的时候，我们要问为什么这么。教会里这么少的钱
and begin to repent before the Lord
必须到主面前来悔改
and ask him to refresh us
让他来更新我们
to give us a new heart
给我们一个新的心
new anointing
新的恩膏
where nothing else matters except to love God
就说没有一件事更重要比我们爱神更重要
where we will hear again from heaven
当我们可以从天上再一次听到他的声音
You know how awesome it is, how refreshing it is to hear from the Lord.
你知道这是多么美妙吗？我们可以再一次听到主的声音。
And this is such a big challenge in the church. I don't know why.
这件事是对教会是一个最大的挑战。
Everywhere I go, people want to hear from God, want a word from the Lord, want a prophecy, a word of knowledge.
当我到旅游世界各地，我看到许多的人都希望听到神的声音，听到预言。
I fear there is an obsession with prophecy.
我感觉到这个对这个预言有一个很大的需求。
People line up long lines to receive a prophecy.
那个人们就争先恐后排长队伍要得到这个预言。
And people pay money to get a prophecy.
甚至有人付钱要得到预言。
Where in the Bible does it say that we must pay money to get a prophecy?
我在圣经哪个地方可以找到说我们要付钱来得到预言？
I once attended a seminar, a prophetic seminar.
我有次参加一个预言的特会。
And, I didn't pay money because I was a pastor. They let me go in free.
因为我是牧师，所以我不需要付钱。
And then an announcement was made to the candidates, the participant in the conference.
所以会众就在大会中就有个报告。
Those who pay $120 can move to a special room where the special prophets will give a special word.
凡是奉献120块钱的人可以到一个特别的房间去。
And I wasn't sure whether I qualify. You
know? 我不确定我可不可以进去那个房间。
I had special dispensation to enter that place, but I didn't pay money. You know?
我来到这个特会讲座中，可是我没有付钱。
Yeah. We need to get away from all this nonsense, all this crap in the church.
我们需要摆脱这一切的无聊的事情。
And I never charge people for the anointing.
我们不要来信任别人来得到恩膏。
When people want to charge, You know, people for my seminars, I don't teach that, I don't go there. You know.
Pardon?
I don't teach in seminars where there's a fee is charged, to the people.
我不会到那些神学院或讲座的地方，是要向别人收钱的地方来做教导。
Because it's very demoralizing when you can't pay to attend the seminar and you can't get a prophecy because of that.
这是一件很不道德的事，就是要向人家收费才能够去讲座。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在谈什么吗？
There's so many people out there who can't pay the $100 to attend a seminar.
有很多人在那里没有办法来付这个100块的费用来参加这样的讲座。
And it will totally destroy the faith in the Lord.
他们对神的信心完全被摧毁。
All right. So we need to move away from that kind of thinking.
所以我们要离开这种心态。
And begin to believe that God can really help us financially.
我们要真正的相信神可以在财务上帮助我们。
I want to tell you that God is shaking the church and positioning the church for prosperity.
我告诉你，神现在正在移动教会，来把教会摆在一个正确的位置，来为着教会能够繁荣。
For the first time in the history of the church in a thousand years,
在一千年的历史中，这是第一次教会。
We have got the anointing and the ability to repossess, recapture the wealth of the world.That has been under Satan's control for 1,000 years.
在这一千年来，我教会今天是第一次可以重新来占有这些财富，从撒旦的手中得回这些财富。
And God began to open our eyes to see the wealth of the nations.
神开始打开我们的眼睛来看到世界万邦。
And how it can flow into God's kingdom.
那个金钱这些万邦的财富可以涌进教会。
You know, we're having this conference in Beijing in September.
九月，去年九月，我们在北京有一个特会。
And as God began to shake China,
神开始移动整个中国。
The highest level people in China are being transformed by the Holy Spirit.
在中共的最高层的领导阶级被圣灵来更新。
A friend of mine went into Hu Jintao's house, for instance.
我的朋友到胡锦涛的房家里。
And saw a cross in his house.
看见一个十字架。
Across in the house of the communist president of China.
在中共的领导首相总理那里，他的家中看到了十字架。
When we have that Christian businessman conference in Beijing in September.
当我们九月份在北京有中国的商业家在那边有一个聚会。
It's going to release so much anointing.
神释放了这么多的恩膏。
And so much power.
这么多的能力。
It will break all this, spirit of poverty in the churches.
真的是把教会中那个贫穷的状况把它砍断。
And financial structure will be made right in the kingdom of God.
财务的结构为了神的国度都会被改变。
And money will start flowing into the ministry.
金钱开始要流进各项的事工里。
For us to touch the nations.
来触摸这个万邦。
This has got to happen this year.
今年这样的事情就会成就。
Why is this year so important?
为什么这是这么重要？
Because this is a year that the wealth of China will be unlocked to impact China and the nations.
因为今年就是这一年，中国会被释放开来，能够来影响这个世界。
Now, you've heard me talk about China in the past.
过去我们谈论到中国。
The biggest country in the world is also one of the richest countries in the world.
这个 在世界最大的国家，也是最富有的国家。
And but the devil has robbed from China for hundreds of years.
可是几百年来，仇敌已经抢夺了这个国家的
财富。China's gold and silver has been locked up, you know, under the devil's control for at least two or three hundred years in the past.
仇敌把中国的财富经营已经锁住了大约有两三百年。
And under the anointing,
在新的恩膏里。
My eyes have been opened to the awesome possibilities of tapping, capturing this wealth for God's kingdom.
我的眼睛被打开，被开启，看到有新的金钱会被神来释放。
I no longer depend on love offering from the churches to finance the ministry. You're die standing that way.
我不再依靠教会里的执事。
Because many churches don't give, don't know how to give. You know?
很多教会里面的人不晓得如何。
You go to Indonesia, China, you know, the Philippines. You pay to preach to the people.you know,
在印尼、马来西亚，他们是付这个讲员来传，向会众传讲。
No, the speaker. If you want to preach, then you got to pay money to preach.
讲员付钱给会众来传讲。
Don't think about getting a love offering from them.
不要认为你会得到他们的爱戴。
Because the spirit of poverty is too powerful in the church in the world.
在教会中，这种贫穷的心态实在太强盛了。
And so, a freelance preacher like me will die standing if it depend on love offering.
所以很多人都很需，很多传道人都迫切的需要这个奉献。
My family will starve to death, you know, if I depend on the church for love offering.
假如我自己来依靠教会的奉献，我的家人都会饿死。
Now, please understand me. I'm talking this thing, you know, saying these things from a very soft heart. I'm saying this softly so that God will not be offended. You know.
请了解我，我会说这样的话，甚至从一个很温柔的心态里来说出，所以我不会得罪神。
I'm not too proud to accept people who want to sow into our ministry.
我并不会以别人来给我的捐献来以他为荣。
But the church in its present condition cannot get involved in end time revival.
可是教会停留在现在这个状况，绝对没有办法来预备末世的复兴。
We need a new move of the Holy Spirit to transform us.
我们需要圣灵的运动来更新我们
，and to shake us，
来震撼我们
，bring us to a new spiritual place where we will be ready for prosperity and revival。
把我们带到一个新的属灵的领域，所以我们可以致富。
Now I was talking about the wealth of China。
我现在在讲到中国的 red。
The wealth of China。
中国的财富。
There's a fortune, a 17-figure fortune in China。
有17个那个Fortune 的公司。
I don't know how you count that. 17 figure.
17个数字。
$1 million is 7 figure, right?
100万是17个数字。
$1 billion is 10 figure.
10亿是10个数字。10亿是10个数字。
$1 billion is 10 figures.
10亿是10个数字。
9 zeros and 1 10 figures, right?
1个1 9个0。
$1 trillion is 13 figures. You need a computer to count that fortune, you know. And that is the money that's been locked up in China for the last 50 years.
在过去50年巨大的财富在中国被锁住。
And this money has been accumulated from 300 years ago.
在300年前这样的财富被锁住。
When China financed the American Civil War against England.
当中国来支援美国的内战来打英国。
You remember that the new American nation had no resources, you know.
当时的美国并没有资源。
And in those days, the British Empire ruled the world.
当时大英帝国已经统治了全世界。
The sun doesn't set on the British Empire.
大英帝国成为日不落之国。
No nation dared to challenge the British Empire, so they don't dare to support America, the new American nation.
没有一个国家敢起来对抗英国，所以没有人敢支持美国。
Only two nations rose up to help America.
当时只有两个国家来帮助美国。
France and China.
法国和中国。
France fought because of romance, you know.
法国是很罗曼蒂克的国家。
And this beautiful revelation, we must help the Americans.
这种美丽的革命必须发生在美国。
And they fought also because they hated the English.
因为他们痛恨英国人。
So this rivalry between England and France is still there today in Europe.
英法百年来的战争和仇恨到现在还存留在这两个国家当中。
But China helped America for practical reasons.
可是中国为什么要帮助美国？是因为有个很实际的理由。
They see that as investment, you know.
他把这个当作投资。
America is a new world.
美国是一个新的世界。
And China is a practical people, you know.
中国人是很实际的，脚踏实地。
So I think it was the Emperor Jiangxi or Guangxi who sent gold to America to help Americans.
当时的光绪皇帝把金子运到美国来。
And today that gold has accumulated, has increased to a 17 figure fortune.
当时运来的金子现在已经成为万万
Now in 1957, America wanted to return the money. In 1957.
1957, 美国希望还这个钱。
And, but at that time, they don't know who to return the money to.
可是他不晓得还给谁。
America is probably one of the few countries in the world that believe in returning debts money that they owe.
在美国只有美国这么诚实的把债务还清。
The Chinese nation may not want to return the money, but Americans has this sense of fairness to return the money. It's a Christian behavior to return what you owe to people, right?
这是基督徒正当的行为，把你所欠的归还。
So please return all the cassette and CDs that you borrow from your friends or from the church.
所以请你务必要把你向朋友借的 CD 还有录音带归还。
Let's, three years later, the Holy Spirit speak to you in a prayer and say, you know, you stole from that brother some this, and the anointing, bypass you.
圣灵可能在祷告中告诉你应该要把所欠的东西归还。
Christian has this funny habits of borrowing things permanently, you know.
基督徒有这种很好笑的习惯，就是永远的向人家借一个东西。
All right.So it's a Christian behavior to return what does not belong to you. Do not take what does not belong to you.
所以这是基督徒正当的行为，把欠人家东西归还。
Is it a revelation to you?
这是一个对你来说是一个革命吗
？I don't know why I say that. You know, Hallelujah. Anyway, they didn't know what to do with this money.
他们不晓得当时美国人不晓得怎么处理这个。
So under the United Nations supervision, they organized a conference in Indonesia.
所以在联合国他们在印尼举办了一个聚会议。
They talk about a lot of things in that conference in 1957 in Bandung.
在1957年印的班杜里会议里面他们谈到很多的事情。
It's interesting that when they talk about this money, they wanted to have that conference in Indonesia.
他们在那个会议里面谈到这些钱。
Because the main agenda for this conference was what to do with the wealth of China.
他们在讨论这些中国的财富。
And it was agreed by the nations that this wealth will be locked up for 50 years.
所以当时的参加会议的人都同意说这笔财富要被锁住50年之久。
And 50 years is up this year.
那今年就是这50年到的时间。
This is a time window where God is going to release these funds upon China.
在这个时间的潮流里面，就今年就是这一年，神要释放这笔财富。
Why do you think we are going to Taiwan?
你想
China?
你说我先，你怎么知道我为什么要去台湾和中国
？To position ourselves to receive and to manage this wealth for God's kingdom.
我们是要来预备好我们的地位，来承受这笔神国度的财富。
Why do you think God has brought us to the Indonesian king? You know.
为什么我们神会把这个曾子宇牧师和我带到印尼的国王那里
？Have you briefed Pastor Wong and your church members? You have briefed them.
曾牧师，你有没有跟那个王牧师和会众有分享你的事工
？You know, January 19 was the New Year in the Islamic calendar around the world.
January 19.
Last month.
1月19号。
And Muslim around the world celebrated that day as the New Year.
回教徒都在那庆祝那一天是一个新的一年。
And January 19, the King of Indonesia called me.
1月19号，印度的国王打电话给我。
And he needed the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他需要圣灵的引导。
Because there were millions of Muslim all over Indonesia that wanted him to lead this pagan ritual to bring in the New Year.It's just a Chinese New Year in Hong Kong, you know.
因为有成百万的回教徒希望这位国王能够带领异教徒进入这个新的一年。
Long story short, we baptized him in Indonesia.
长话短说，我们在印尼有做施洗的事。
And but the way that it happened was so awesome. It is totally of the Holy Spirit.
这件事情是非常的奇妙，完全是出于圣灵。
We went to the palace.
我们去巴黎。
And we were palace.
皇宫，对不起。
And we were in the throne room where he sits, you know.
我们到那个他所住国王所住的地方。
And there were like about 200 the Muslim leaders outside.
在外面有200位回教徒的领袖。
In their Muslim, you know, costume.
他们穿着回教袍子衣服。
Waiting to celebrate Muslim New Year, not Chinese New Year.
等候要来庆祝回教徒的节庆，不是中国节庆。
And I'm quite sure some of those guys were linked to the Al Qaeda.
我相信这些人可能跟恐怖分子 Al Qaeda 有关联。
And the king brought us into the throne room.
这个国王把我们带到皇宫里面一个房间。
And just was there, by the way, you know, and with our intercessors.
并且跟我们这些代祷者在一起。
And we told him.You need to be baptized immediately.
我告诉他，你必须现在马上就要受洗。
And set your spiritual life right.
让你的属灵的生命可以完全正确。
And then God will protect you and prosper you.
这样的话就会保障你的财富。
Now this is a Muslim king that converted to Christianity secretly.
这就是印尼的回教国王秘密的改成信基督教。
How do you baptize someone like that in a public place? You know?
你怎么可以在公众的场合来做这样的事呢
？And finally, we went to his bedroom.
最后我们到他的那个卧房。
And he took off his crown.
他把他的皇冠拿下。
I didn't tell him to take off the crown.、
Man. 我并没有告诉他拿下皇冠。
But he instinctively.Knew that before God, he must kneel down and take off his crown.
可他直觉的反应说，他来到神面前，他必须马上摘下皇冠。
And we fear and trembling entered to the crown and put it on the table.
我们很两手战兢的把他的皇冠放在桌子上。
And he knelt down before the Lord and before us.
他在主面前和在我们面前跪下。
I didn't ask him to kneel down.
我并没有告诉他要跪下。
He naturally knew that he must kneel down before God and before the servants of God. You know.
他很自然地觉得他应该要在神面前和神的仆人面前跪下。
No, it's a very interesting observation that I noticed, you know.
这是一个很有趣，我有一个很有趣的观察。
The people with real power and real wealth, understand real and true humility.
当这个世界上真正有权势、有地位的人才懂得什么是谦卑。
People, you know, with a little wealth, little power, you know, do not understand humility, do not know how to be humble.
钱不多的人，权力也不大的人，他们并不太懂得什么是谦卑。
You know what I'm talking about?
知道我在讲什么吗
？You know, sometimes we think, oh, this powerful people, this rich people, they're so complicated. You know?
我们以前以为说，哦，有权有势人是很复杂的。
And in order to reach them, we must be more rich, more powerful.
为了要使他们更有钱，他们必须要赚更多的钱，要更有地权力。
I'm not rich in the eyes of the world.I'm not rich in the eyes of the world.
在世人的眼中，我并不富有。
I don't have a position or great titles.
可是呢，我现在却要来定义，为这个潮流来定义。
All I have is the Holy Spirit.
我唯一拥有的就是圣灵。
And all I have is the Word of God.
以及我唯一拥有的就是神的话。
But I've ministered to some of the most powerful and richest men in Asia.
可是我却向亚洲非常有权力、有权势的人来传讲。
And the more simple you are,
你变得越简单
，and the more humble,
越谦卑
，the more anointing you have,
你就会有更多的恩膏。
The more they trust you,
然后他们也会更信任你。
So don't get caught up with this kind of worldly thinking.
所以不要被世俗的观念所缠住。
Or if I drive a Mercedes Benz, they will respect me more, you know.
假如我们开 Mercedes Benz, 他们会对我更尊重。
If I have a bigger church of 5,000 people, you know, the more rich people will come to my church.
假如我有一个大的5000人的教会，那有更多人会来参加我的教会。
So we try our best to get the rich man to come to our church and manipulate him for money.
我们如此努力要让这些有财富的人进到教会，所以我们可以操纵他的财富。
You know, rich and powerful people and famous people are not simple, like you think.
Yeah. 有钱有势的人并不像你想象的那么简单。
They are already at the top.
他们已经在世界的高位。
You can't fool them.
你不能愚弄他们。
They are rich and powerful and famous because they are wise, they are strong, they are smart.
他们为什么有钱有势？因为他们非常的聪明。
You can't manipulate them.
你不能操纵他们。
You know, I've been ministering to the richest family in Taiwan the last 3 years.
在过去三年，我在台湾，我向很多有钱的人传福音。
And they've been healed, they've been saved, they've been set free.
他们被医治，他们得到福音，他们也得到释放。
And I prophesied to them 3 years ago, go to China.
我向他们发预言三年前说到中国去。
It took them 3 years to finally obey that word.
他们花了三年的时间才顺服这样的话语。
Because they're not fools, they're not stupid, you know.
因为他们并不愚昧，也并不愚蠢。
They study your life, you know. They study your life. They watch you.
他们研究你的生活。
They listen to what you say.
他们听你讲的话。
You know? And, whatever money you have, they have more money. Hallelujah.
你虽然拥有钱，他们拥有更多的钱。
However much we think, however clever we think we are, they are more clever than us in some ways.
我们认为我们很聪明，可是他们事实上比我们想象的更聪明。
So we cannot utilize worldly thinking. You know, we cannot use the flesh to influence them.
我们不能用世俗的想法，用肉体的想法去来影响他们。
If you want high level anointing to shake the nations and touch high level people,
你希望如果得到这更高的恩膏来改变这些有钱的人
you got to have true anointing.
你需要得到真正的恩膏
and a true integrity.
真正的正直诚实。
Now, when I talk about high level people, I'm not saying that they are more important than the ordinary people. No, please don't misunderstand me.
当我谈到高位的人，我并不说他们比一般平常人更重要，请你不要误会。
And most of the time in the ministry, we serve the ordinary, the poorest people in the world, like in China, Indonesia, you know, Vietnam.
很多时候，在我的服事中，在中国，在亚洲各地，我事实上是服事一般的人和很穷的人。
Most of the time, I sleep in a simple country houses all over China.
很多时候
，no toilets, you know.
在中国，我是住在一个很简陋的地方，而且有时候没有厕所。
So we should never show partiality towards the rich and the famous. Partiality. We should never be partial. Favor.
我们不应该向有钱人表示我们的恩惠。
We should serve all men whom God sends to us.
我们应该从神的眼光和角度来服侍所有的人。
So let's move away from all this, money-mindedness, looking at people from the money point of view.
我们要摆开这种金钱观。
You know. And so I served drug addicts for more than 10, 15 years of my life.
在我过去的十年、十五年当中。
The drug addicts in Malaysia are the poorest and the most miserable.
非常贫困有的人
you know,
吸毒和贫困的人
Before God released a high level anointing upon our ministry
在我在神释放更高的恩膏给我之前
So if you're willing to help the poor, the needy, the ordinary people
假如我们愿意去帮助那些贫穷需要的人
God may think you fit to serve him at a high level
神可以把你提升到一个更高的领域
But God is looking for people like that
神正在寻找这样的人
，with compassion，
有那个有怜悯的心
，with faith，
有信心
，and with simplicity，
有单纯的生活
，and he wants to release great anointing upon these people。
他希望把极大的恩膏倾倒在这些人身上
，and these people， the meek people， will possess the world。
这种人会承受这样的产这样的恩膏。
And so we're standing on the threshold of the greatest move of God in history。
所以在神的伟大的运动当中，我们正站在这个重要的地位上。
And for that to happen, you know, for great revival to happen, we need the Holy Spirit, but we also need great financing.
要带下极大的复兴，我们需要有圣灵，并且也需要有财富。
We must constantly seek to strike this balance in our life and ministry.
我们必须尽力来保持这两样的平衡。
To be intensely and genuinely spiritual, yet at the same time, be very, very practical.
我们要真诚的努力的得到这个属灵的恩膏也要在实际上来维护我们的财富
Some people are so spiritual they don't know how to be practical
有些人这么属灵他没有办法管这个职务的事情
You need to be spiritual and practical at the same time
你需要同时属灵并且很实际
Because God didn't just give us a spirit, he gave us a body
神不只给我们灵他也给我们身体
You need to learn how to pray and move in the spirit. You need to learn how to manage your money and pay your bills also. Hallelujah.
你需要知道如何来有一个有效的祷告，也知道要如何来处理你的财务。
I don't know where the balance is. Don't ask me. You know, but we got to look for the balance somewhere.
我不晓得这个平衡点在哪里，可是我们必须要找到这个平衡点。
Hallelujah. Am I making sense this morning?
今天我早上我讲的话是不是很有意义
？Hallelujah.
很有道理。
I wish. I pray. I hope that.Many of you will be used by God, you know, to shake nations for Him in the end times.
我今天早上的祷告就是说，你们当中有很多人可以被神来使用，来影响这个世界。
You know, there are so many awesome things that is happening around the world.
现在在世界各地有许
God has put us in touch with apostolic network in different regions of the world.
神把我们摆在世界各区里面，各种重要的预言的地区。
And
使徒信的地区。
I was in the Middle East before I came here.
我来这里之前，我在中东。
And just 2 weeks ago.
就两周前。
Ministering around the United Arab Emirates, you know,
在那个
Arab country,
阿拉伯
yeah, Dubai, you know Dubai.
All right.
And awesome things begin to happen.
有些奇妙的事发生。
And did you know that the king of Dubai,
Dubai 的国王
invited Christian missionaries to start the biggest missions hospital in the Arab world.
他邀请基督徒的宣教士到当地的医院去。
That is something that most American churches are not aware of. You know.
大部分的美国教会并不知道。
One of the most advanced, most modern, and biggest hospital in the Arab world is a Christian hospital.
在阿拉伯世界中最巨大、最现代化的医院是基督教的医院。
And we have the awesome privilege of ministering to that hospital in the church in that hospital.
我们有这样一个美妙的职分和特权，可以在医院里面服侍。
And this hospital is located in the royal city in Dubai.Now, Dubai is a spiritual gate into the Arab world.
这个都柏这个城市是一个属灵的重要的据点，可以进入这个回教国家。
And as we begin to ask the Lord to release apostolic and prophetic anointing and ministries,
我们要求神释放使徒性的还有先知性的恩膏到这个城市。
We see miracles happening.
我们看到很多的神迹。
And we see God even positioning the church to.Go into the Arab world to bring in the harvest that's going to come soon.
我们看到神正在移动教会，要进到这个地区里面，要得到一个大丰收。
And one of them will be in Taipei meeting with us, you know. One of the leaders.
其中有一个领袖，教会的领袖，现在正在台北。
An awesome shift of the spirit around different regions of the world.
在世界各区里面有一些奇妙的转移。
And the Lord told us to set up a prayer center in the tallest building in Dubai.
主告诉我们要在都柏要设立一个最高的祷告中心。
You know that everything about Dubai is tall, big, and expensive.
在都柏每样东西都是很巨大、很昂贵。
The most luxurious and expensive hotel in the world is not in New York City, but it's in Dubai. You know.
最豪华的高楼大厦不是在纽约，是在都柏。
The room rate starts at $2,000 a night.
一个房间一个晚上$2,000。
Are you ready for this?
你预备好要做这样的事工吗？
The Lord challenges us to organize an Asian African apostolic conference in this hotel. Hallelujah.
神要求我们在那个地方举行一个亚洲跟非洲的会议。
I don't know how it's going to happen.
我并不晓得如何会发生。
In the natural, I don't have the financial resources to do it. Hallelujah.
天然的物质世界里面，我不晓得有什么资源可以来支持这样的会议。
How many know that there is great wealth in the Arab world? You know.
可是我知道在回教世界里有很大的财富。
And the devil uses wealth to for destruction.
神撒旦去利用回教世界的财富来做毁灭的事。
But we are supposed to have anointing to.Shake the nation and repossess this wealth. Hallelujah.
可是我们的责任是要来转换这个情况，来转换这个地世界各国的地位。
And in the year 2009, when the tallest building in the world is completed in Dubai City,
在公元2009年，这个都柏的最高的大楼就会完成。
We're going to have the highest prayer tower in the world to pray for the Muslim world.
我们在这个中东国家会有一个最高的祷告塔在设立在都柏。
It's a challenge for Christians in America to intercede to pray for the Muslim world.
这是对中国和美国人最大的挑战，来为回教世界国家祷告。
But if you can do it, if you can love the Muslim and hate the demon behind Islam, the Lord will use you to reap in the harvest and reap in the prosperity.
假如我们能够打败在回教世界里面隐藏的魔鬼，我们就可以得到大丰收。
All right.Are you ready for the revival that's going to happen this year?
你是否已经预备好了？为了这样的复兴，已经预备好了。
Are you ready to go through this change in your thinking, in your spirit? Hallelujah.
你是不是预备好了要转换你的思想转换你的灵性
Believe that God can bless you
而且相信神会祝福我们
God is a big God
神是一个伟大的神
And he wants to have faith in him to help you meet your needs
他希望我们对他有信心能够帮助我们
he
能够满足我们一切的需要
He says in Hebrews without faith it is impossible to please God
在希伯来书说人非有信就不能够得神的喜悦
So don't live in poverty
说不要活在贫穷贫穷的情心态里
Don't speak poverty
不要谈论贫穷
Don't think poverty
不要去想贫穷
Don't wait for the pastor to ask for money before you give money to the church
不要等到牧师向你募款的时候你才把钱奉献给教会
Go encourage your pastor Pastor from now on all my money is for you as long as I have it you have it you don't have to ask for money
告诉你的牧者说我从今开始我的钱就是你的我所有拥有的都是你的
Don't wait for the leaders of the church to please you to give more of your money and tithes
不要等候牧者向你呼吁祈求请你献上十分之一
Believe that God can bless you as you sow into his kingdom
相信神可以帮助你来做这个撒种的工作在他的国度里
Now I would not ask you to sow if I'm not prepared to do it myself OK
我不会说给你东西就叫你去撒种。
I sold cars and houses into the ministry.
我。
I sold my car and house for God in the ministry.
我卖掉我个人的车子房子来。
And if God tells you to do that, you do it.
假如神这样告诉你，就应该这样做。
And today I have all the cars that I want to drive.
今天我买到一辆我需要的车子。
People keep giving me houses, you know.
人们不断的来把房子捐给我。
And Because I was willing to sow cars and houses into God's ministry. So you need to change your thinking. Begin to ask God for new faith. Begin to sow into His kingdom and ministry. And believe that God can help you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you ready to receive God's blessing? Hallelujah. Now there's a newcomer in church, Sister Fanny, who's sitting beside Margaret, my friend, who brought me to church.
Right.
Fanny has been sowing into our ministry, I don't know, for the last 2 years, you know.
Fanny 曾经在我的事工中不断地有帮助在过去两年
中。And this is just one small example of the things that God wants to do this year.
这就是一个很小的榜样例子
神要在今年做的事。I'm sorry I'm putting you on the spot, Fanny, but I just wanted to
很抱歉我要提到 Fanny 的
例子。Honor your faith in the Lord.
可是我知道你对神的信心。
And she's so greatly because of an awesome prophecy in her life.
她是
She received a prophecy and she began to sow into God's work.
她得到了很大的预言，并且呢，在神的国度里面有很多的。
And she started a year by receiving a great promotion, an increment in salary, and a new job in her life. Hallelujah.
在生平中，她得到很大的那个升级和财富。
And this is going to happen more and more as God begins to release anointing.
这样的事情会更多更多的发生， Hallelujah. 当神来释放他的恩膏。
Now let's all stand before the Lord as we close in prayer.
让我们在主面前站起来并且祷告。
You know, there is so much money in this world.
在这个世界上有这么多的财富。
And God is looking for people whom we can entrust this money to.
神正在寻找可以承受这一笔财富的人。
We need to get ready to receive this prosperity and anointing.
我们需要预备好来接受这样使徒性的预先知性的恩膏。
We need to ask the Lord to give us love for him.
我们需要请求神把他的爱放在我们里面
so that we will love him more than money
所以我们会全然的来爱他
we will desire him and his anointing more than anything else in this world
我们要来期望他的恩膏超过一切其他的事
that is really the key
这就是一把钥匙
to have love for God
爱神
love for people
爱人
more than money
超过爱钱
more than your own lives
超过
When you can do that, you have great wealth. Let me promise you this. Because it has happened in my life.
Hallelujah.
And I know God wants to bless you more than you realize.
我相信神要来大大的祝福你，超过你所求所想。
I know that in the flesh, it can be painful to sow, to give, to walk by faith.
我知道对 对我们天然的人来说是很痛苦的，要来要来奉献，要来给予。
It's a great challenge to tell the Lord, Lord, everything I have belongs to you, my house, my car, even my family.
这是一个很大的挑战。Hallelujah. 对神说，我的车子，我的房子，我的家人，我的一切都是为着你。
My jewelry, my possession.
我的珍宝，我所拥有的财物。
But Lord, if you want me to give all this stuff for you,
主，如果你真的要我把这一切都给你。
And if you do that, you'll be set free from the spirit of poverty in your life.
如果我这样做，我就会从属灵上的贫穷里面得到释放。
Some of you has been working so hard for so many years.
你们当中有些人这么极力的劳苦工作。
But you have limited success in your life.
可是你只有一个有限的成功在你的生活人生中。
Because you work in the flesh.
因为你在天然的人里面来生活。
You work.With the principle, within the principle of poverty, you need to be set free from this curse of poverty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you need a financial breakthrough,
假如你需要财富上的突破,
I want to ask the Holy Spirit to release a new anointing of prosperity this morning.
我要求圣灵来释放新的恩膏。
Can I see your hand? Just raise your hand to the Lord.
请你举手。
If you need more money for your family, in your life, in your ministry, or whatever,
更多财富为着你的家。
If you need a breakthrough in your business, a promotion in your job,
为着你的工作，还是
maybe you need a better job.
也许你可以得到一个更好的工作。
Hallelujah. Oh, I can spend hours and hours telling you testimonies after testimony of people who have been blessed financially in their job, in their businesses.When new anointing or prosperity comes upon their life,
我可以告诉你无数的见证，这样的新的恩膏会释放在我所认识的人当生命当中。
But you need to come in brokenness and humility and integrity before the Lord.
但你需要带着一个破碎的心灵，带着谦卑，带着一个诚实正直的心来到神面前。
And promise that everything that He ever gives you belongs to Him ultimately.
向他应。向他应许说，你所拥有的一切都是属于他的。
Let's just raise a hand to the Lord.
让我们向神举手。
You need a financial breakthrough in your church, in your ministry, in your business, in your work.
你需要在教会中，在你的生意里面，在你的工作上有一个突破吗？
Begin to commit your finances to the Lord.
你需要把你的财务交给主。
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
天父，奉主耶稣的名
，According to your word,
根据你的话语
，and under the anointing of your Holy Spirit,
并且你圣灵的恩膏
，I break every spirit of poverty this morning.
我把所有的属灵的权势摧毁。
The curse of poverty be removed from your people.
这种贫穷的心态会要从你的子民当中移去。
Release now the anointing of prosperity upon the church.
请释放新的财富到你的教会来。
So that we will never again confess poverty.
所以我们不会再承认我们是贫穷的。
We will never confess we are weak.
我们不会再说我们是软弱的。
We will know that you give us strength.
我们知道是你给我们一个新的趋势。
We will confess and believe that you supply all our needs.
我们会承认你会供应我们一切所需。
We will understand that we have a great God and a rich God. Hallelujah.
我们相信我们有一个伟大的富有的神。
We will never again hold money, you know, hold money and in a secret place. Keep money in a secret place.
我们不会再把我们的财富隐藏在一个秘密的地方。
And pretend to be poor when we are rich.
假装我们是贫穷的，事实上我们是富足的。
So that people won't ask us for money.
所以别人不会向我们要钱。
Lord, break this curse of poverty in the name of Jesus.
主啊，把这样奉主的名，把这样的咒诅除掉。
We will see money as just a tool, a means to further the kingdom of God.
我们为了神的国度来领受这样的财富。
And the more we give to you, the more you'll give us back. Hallelujah.
我们给你的更多，你就会给我们更多。
Lord, test us, Lord. Put us on the scale.
主啊，测验我们，把我们放在你的天平上。
Help us to be worthy to receive more anointing and prosperity from you.
帮助我们配得你的恩膏，配得你的财富。
Lord, I pray that this church will never have to ask and beg for money ever again.
主啊，我祷告这个教会永远不会再祈求金钱。
Because They have an awesome anointing.
因为有一个奇妙的恩膏。
And because your people are behind the ministry of this church.
因为你的子民是支持这样的事工。
And they will sow and give it up, being told to do so. Hallelujah.
他们会遵循你的命令来撒种，所以来给予。
Because the more they give, the more you bless them.
因为他们给的更多，你就更多的祝福他们。
So help us to sow in the spirit this morning.
帮助我们能够在灵里面来撒种。
To come to a new spiritual place.
带领我们到一个属灵的新的领域。
Of victory, power, anointing, and prosperity.
得胜、权势和属灵的恩膏里。
So this church will be a global church.
这个教会会成为全球性的教会。
This church will send missionaries to the nations.
这个教会会差遣宣教士到世界各地。
This church will be giving church because they receive so much from you, Lord.
这个教会会成为一个给予的教会，因为它领受了这么多。
Lord, I impart anointing of prosperity right now. Right now.
我们现在祷告要有财富。
All the things that have been taken from this church will return in the name of Jesus.
奉主的名，所有从这教会中拿去的东西都要归还。
All the debt and money that has been taken from your people, Lord, return it in the name of Jesus.
所有从这个你的子民中所拿走的债务和财务都要归还。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名。
I sense that the devil has stolen from many of you.
我感受到仇敌正在告诉你们。
Insincere people has been used by the devil to rob you of finances.
仇敌正在抢夺你的财富。
There are a few of you who have been robbed, you know, and sometimes you've been robbed without even realizing you've been robbed.
有一些在你们当中，有一些人甚至不了解你们已经被仇敌偷窃。
And you lost large sums of money.
你失去了非常多的金钱。
Father, in the name of Jesus.
天父，奉主耶稣的名。
Return this money to your people.
把这些偷去的财物归还给你的子民。
Because.In their hearts, they are reaching out to you right now.
因为在他们心里，他们是富足的。
Lord, I stand in agreement with them that you're going to return that money. Hallelujah.
我来同站在他们的立场来同意， Hallelujah. 你会把这个财富归还给他们。
I stand in agreement that investment, their investment will prosper this year.
我来站在这个同意的立场，他们今年会致富。
The stock they have will increase, will go up in Jesus' name.
他们的股票会涨价。
Their business will prosper.
他们的生意会繁荣。
They will have that promotion and increment that they deserve in the name of Jesus.
他们在公司里面会升官。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Lord, we repent. We repent, Lord, from the spirit of poverty.
主耶稣，我们为着我们自己贫穷的灵向你悔改。
We repent if we have view money as our possession. They belong to you.
我们赦免我们占有了属于你的钱财。
Lord, we have belonged to you.
主，这些都是属于你的。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
We worship you right now.
我们敬拜你，我们现在在敬拜你。
We give you glory.
我们要把荣耀归给你。
Because of your wondrous works in the nations.
因为你在世界各地所行的奇妙伟大的事工。
Let there be a spiritual divine connection this morning, with this church, Lord, with the nations in the name of Jesus.
主耶稣，在今天早上在这个教会里带下这个复兴。
So that the anointing and prosperity will flow from the nations back to this church.
所以新的恩膏会从外邦的世界流进这个教会。
Hallelujah. And the ministry of this church will be a global ministry for your glory. Hallelujah.
这个教会会成为有全球性的教会。
Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
I feel that the Holy Spirit.Is moving a mist. The Holy Spirit is moving so strongly in our midst this morning. So I think I would like to ask Pastor Elwin continue to pray for us to have the prophecy ministry for us. So whoever you feel that you need the ministry, you can come up. We still have some time and we come humbly before God.We want to receive God's guidance and prophecy. 好不好我们可以有需要的弟兄姊妹要接受谢牧师的服事的我们还有点时间我们过到前面来我们请谢牧师还有我们的pastoral team, 我们继续来为弟兄姊妹来服事。Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
And 我现在仍然要继续的请